Well, hey there. Welcome back to Radio Fishing. And we've got Steve. We're going to be doing a freshwater report, talking a little bit about the bass, crappie, bluegill, whatever. I don't know what Steve's got in mind, but it's all about freshwater, what baits are hitting, what not hitting. And it's December 31st, 2013, and it's New Year's Eve. And good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Okay. So how's the freshwater fishing been?
Crappie's been picking up a lot.
What's the crappie bait of choice?
Missouri minnows or a jig, like panfish assassin, rainbow, owl wife, black chartreuse. They all. So,
now, minnows, best way, free line them, no weight, no bobber, or bobber or weight?
Bobber and no weight.
Bobber and no weight. So, and now, the crappies, this cold weather should pick it up good, shouldn't it?
Yep.
We're looking to see some great crappie fishing here over the next week or two because of this cold weather. This should get them back, get them excited, get them bunched up.
Yep.
You heard about any good places for crappie?
Over off of Conway, I've heard. And Yorkshire off of Hillsborough is a good place, too, on that little spillway they got, that big spillway they got right there.
No, that's Yorkshire and
Hillsborough.
Hillsborough. Okay, Yorkshire and Hillsborough, there's a spillway. Fishing the upper, upside or downside of the spillway, bottom or top?
Top, usually.
You're fishing on the top of it before the water falls over. And now, bobber fishing there, where are you working, middle, sides?
Usually right along the wall they hang out. Middle, you can do the middle. If you can see them, some of them do pop the top of the water.
So you're actually looking for some of the crappie sometime. It's not just, okay, blind casting. Sometime if you're fishing, keep your eyes open, you see them ring at the top.
Right, or roll, and that silver will show up in that water.
Okay, so anyway, now the jigs you're talking about, you're casting them. Are you bouncing them up and down, jigging them?
Most jigs you want to bounce up and down.
So you're getting up and down activity to it. It's been a while since I've been around over there. How's the retrieve? Moderate, fast?
Moderate.
Moderate retrieve, and just give a nice lift up and down to the rod?
Yep.
Because, I've been keeping the door open so you can get a little fresh air.
Sorry.
Now, after the first, we've got a new rule back here, but for right now, I'll just keep your door open. I'm giving myself one more day of luxurious radio showing. I've got my smoke and my coffee and everything here to just kick back in the chair. But after the first, I got to end all that. It's starting to wear on my computers. Bass fishing. What are you up to with the bass fishing? How has it been?
It's been pretty good, actually. I've been twitching a Storm twitch bait, a pearl color.
Oh, that new one that's been so hot. The guys in the flats are loving it. How's it working in freshwater?
It's working real good in the freshwater. I got a 4-pound bass the other day.
Well, cool. Now, that Storm, are you doing a slow, steady retrieve? You twitching it?
Yeah, I'm twitching it back.
So, have the fish been hitting in the middle or more towards the edges of the...
More towards the edges.
More towards the edges. Because Morris was in a while back, and some of those places, the weird thing about South Florida is you can have one lake in pre-spawn and another lake that hasn't even started to think about it. And it's not like, I think up north the weather patterns are bigger. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where when you get rain over half the state. Down here, my dad was just telling me down north Fort Myers, the lakes are 4 or 5 feet low. Here, the lake's still got a lot of water in them. So it's very, very regional. You can be in Punta Gorda and the fish are doing one thing, and you can go over a mile north and the fish are doing something else.
Right.
So if you're going to do something, throw that Storm. Any idea, got any good places, tips, suggestions for people?
Well, I have been going over to Olean and Conway. That's where I caught that 4-pounder. Usually any of those little canals.
These are canals you're going to, in Olean and Conway, and it's surprising how few people live on these freshwater canals, actually fish the freshwater canals.
Because I never see anybody out back fishing on any of these canals.
it's surprising they have this wonderful resource right out their back door. But I think if you guys ever notice, if you live in Orlando, you've probably never been to Disney World.
Yeah.
I mean, you always got to go somewhere to do something. You can't just walk out back and do it. That would be ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Too easy.
Too easy. So, but more and more people are fishing there in the freshwater. So, where, what else are you using for the bass right now? What's been going on?
I've been using a Heaton Tennessee Shad. That's been working real good, too.
Now, what is that, a crankbait, a diver, a swimmer, or what is
it's
that?
It's a crankbait. No, it's not even a diver. It's
just top water?
Yeah. No, it's not top water. It's got the ring on the front. Maybe 3-4 feet.
So it's just twitching it and slow retrieving, twitching it. And how's it been doing? Bigger, smaller fish than Storm, or bigger fish, or
it's about the same actually.
Now, out of the two, which one's going to be your number one right now?
Probably the Heaton Tennessee Shad.
You're doing better with that right now. So
there's more bites with it.
Well, that's what we're interested in. We want the juicy little details. We want to know what's going on. Where the little thing that makes the difference.
And Rapala X8 Albino Shiner.
Yeah.
A really good lure too.
Okay. So, all in all, how would you rate the freshwater fishing right now? Scale 1 to 10.
8.
About an 8. That's pretty good. Yeah. So, how are shiners, night crawlers, worms? Any kind of
bait? That's good to target the panfish, like the bluegill and the sunfish, Florida sunfish. Every now and then you'll get a crappie that'll hit a red wiggler or a nightcrawler, but
mostly panfish. Now, our panfish, some of the best eaten anywhere. I mean, people don't think about our freshwater fish for as far as edibility, but we got some really tasty panfish there.
Yeah, and they get as big as your hand too, or more.
Yeah, some nice-sized bluegills, nice-sized. We got shellcrackers, red-eared sunfish.
Warmouths, stump knockers.
There's a ton of them, isn't
there? Yes, there's a ton of
them. Now, when people come down from up north, catfish is a big thing up there.
Right.
We've got all the blood and cheese baits. We got a little catfish section. It's a little thin right now, but it'll be built back up. Give me a week or two to get back stocked up. We've had one heck of a holiday season. But how's the catfish fishing out there?
I haven't heard too much, but usually I catch most catfish at Cecil Webb down there in South Punta Gorda.
So, any night crawlers, liver baits? Do you use the blood and cheese baits?
No, I haven't used any blood and cheese baits. I usually use night crawlers or red wigglers.
So, how's the catfish down there? Pretty good taste, or
yeah.
What kind of catfish? Any? I think we got blue cats.
We got a speckled catfish.
Yep.
And there's one other. I can't remember.
I think
right
we
now.
Got 3 to 5 different types of catfish down here, but some really nice catfish fishing in different areas. We're going to explore more of that this year. Steve's going to be doing our freshwater explorations for us once he gets over being a little shy here.
That's right.
This is only his second time on the radio, and I've kind of thrown him under the bus here. So, anyway, Steve, I know your dad's in town here, but you have any family, anybody special to you want to wish a Happy New Year to?
Yes, I have my sister over in Hawaii.
You want to say, call her, what's her name?
Christina Graham.
Okay, Christina, Happy New Year over in Hawaii.
And Derek and little Derek, Happy New Year over in Hawaii.
And
my stepbrother up in North Carolina, Paul and all the family, Happy New Year. Pam, right here in Punta Gorda. Happy New Year to you, too.
Your lovely significant other.
Yes.
Yes. And your dad, everybody else, right?
Yep.
Any last closing thoughts? How was 2013 as far as fishing goes?
It was very productive, actually.
You had a good time in 2013. I'm glad we didn't go into any details on that. Well, anyway, anything else you want to add to your freshwater report, Steve?
Nope, just keep getting out there and trying.
Okay. Well, I think our producer is, yeah, he's calling us on a close to another radio fishing. This is Fish and Frank and Steve, our freshwater exploration and intensity. Anyway, Happy New Year, guys, or almost Happy New Year. It's still December 31st, so we've got a few hours to go until 2014. And we'll be back more with Robert's Fishing Report.